Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Joining us from the WAC is second team All-WAC wide receiver Shahay Ajor-Tutu. He's joining us today on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And Shahay, I got to ask the nationality of your name and last name. Where did that come from?
My dad, he's from Nigeria. I'm a second generation Nigerian. My dad grew up there, lived there, and he came to the Americas in the 70s. He went to Cal Berkeley.
Excellent. And for you, obviously, you know, here at Fresno State, can you believe that your transition, your time at Fresno State has gone by and you're making that journey to the next level?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm still having a finding it hard to believe. You know, I still have guys, friends on the team, and they talk to me about what they're doing. And, you know, it's just I was there a year ago, but, you know, now it's a transition from here to playing in the National Football League. And, you know, I'm just excited and just thrilled, you know.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, you're 6'4", about 210, 211, depending. I don't know what your current weight is right now, but we'll get to that. And, I mean, what are you doing at Performance Gains right now? I mean, are you staying at that weight? Are you looking to gain or shed?
I'm looking to just shed a few pounds, you know, just see how fast, just run as fast as possible. At Performance Gains, you know, we're working on my speed, working on, you know, balance coordination, working on just as far as lifting-wise, as far as football-wise, just running routes, running crisp routes, getting in and out of my breaks, and just as far as catching the ball smoothly and cleanly and just doing what I can to do with the ball.
And since your time there, is there anything that kind of stands out, I mean, in terms of route running or, you know, getting that, you know, to the next level? You know, I know you're a big, big guy, 6'4". I mean, is there anything that you kind of see a difference in already?
I see a difference in my route running. You know, as a bigger guy, you know, you just have to run crisp routes. Obviously, little guys, you know, fast guys, you know, they can run good routes, but also they can still have leeway to not run good routes since they're just so fast. But, you know, I'm not saying I'm not fast. I feel that I can run with the good or the best of them, but I just need to still work on my routes and just coming into my breaks as fast as possible and just catching the ball cleanly and going.
And in terms of friendships, any guys that, you know, you obviously maybe not have met prior to start the training with them in Performance Gains?
Yeah, I met a lot of great guys. A cornerback from Oklahoma, Dominique Franks, Brian Jackson, another corner, a D tackle from UCLA, Brian Price, Lamar Houston out of Texas. You know, a lot of great guys. You know, we all stay in the same hotel, hotelish apartment. We just hang out, just have fun, and, you know, just work out and live together and eat together, do all the same things as I did with all my college guys. So just basically build those relationships and also just with people that I have played against or, you know, that have played my position and stuff. So it's been a great, great experience.
And your last game with the Fresno State Bulldogs was the 19th of December in Albuquerque versus Wyoming.
Yes.
You came up a little short on that game. I mean, talk about your last game, that experience. I mean, did it flash before you? I mean, your time at Fresno State, you know, has come and gone?
Yeah, it's come and gone. 5 years at Fresno State, it just came and gone real, real fast. But, you know, the last game, we had a loss. You know, we lost to Wyoming. And actually, one of the linemen from Wyoming, he's training out here. He's a good friend of mine. Just, you know, the times came by and it was really fast. But now I'm just looking forward to the future and, you know, just the memories of the past will always stay with me and, like, the great memories that I've had at Fresno State with the people like that has gone really well.
And obviously you were invited to the East-West Shrine Game. And there, I mean, Marty Schottenheimer said you're one of the players that stood out during that game. What was that like getting that compliment from Coach Schottenheimer?
Wow, you know, he's a great, great guy, you know, great coach. You know, obviously he's coached his fair share and, you know, he's seen and coached them all, the best of them, you know, and just to get that is, you know, just breathtaking, you know, because that's something that you dream about, you know, dream to coach or play for a coach like that. And, you know, for him to say that to me just speaks words of maybe just him, but also, you know, maybe just what have I did. But I just was glad I could go out there and do my best and play hard and just glad I was recognized.
And what was that like being able to mingle with scouts and GMs and coaches all week?
It was real nice. It was a good experience. At first, you know, the first couple ones are just, you know, just kind of a little intimidating because, you know, there's just something that you've wanted to do ever since you've been a little kid. you know, just and playing and getting to the highest level that you possibly get to is just the pinnacle of what you want to do. And just I feel that us as athletes, you know, everyone wants to, just from being in high school, college, now to the pros, I think everyone wants to do that. Yeah. And it's just I'm here and I've arrived, and, you know, I still have a little bit more to go. You know, this is the longest interview of any job in the world. You know, it's been since December now all the way till April, but I'm not done. But now the step of the combine, you know, it's the next step. So everything's been good so far, really good.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Shehi Ajoa-Tutu, Fresno State Bulldogs. He was second team All-WAC, and he's making his way towards the NFL. He played in the East-West Shrine Game, and now he's next week he's going to be arriving for the scouting combine in Indianapolis. In terms of, you know, training for the combine, I mean, is there anything that you think you're going to kind of surprise the NFL eyes when they're, you know, when they're on you in Indy?
I'm going to try and surprise them anything possible. Like as far as the 40, as far as my interviewing, as far as, you know, how I speak, you know, conduct myself, everything as far as that, because I feel they've only got to know me just a little bit or based off of what people say and say to them. And, you know, once you meet me, I feel they'll be surprised, and also on the field as well also.
And obviously, I mean, you play with Fresno State. You guys could really put the points up. I think you went over 30 points in every game, 10 out of 12 games you guys were over 30. I mean, on a high-octane offense like that, was it just a fun atmosphere being able to, you know, have the offense roll like that?
Yeah, it was real fun. It was real fun to be on an offense like that, and we scored all the time, and it was just fun. Obviously, you know, since we have a high offense like that, there's obviously a lot of people you get the ball to, and it's just like the Saints offense. You know, there's a lot of weapons, and it's just the best thing for coaches to have to try and figure a way to get 8 different, 9 different people the ball, you know. But just obviously when there's people on the team that obviously can make plays, you know, it's just some people want the ball more than they get and everything like that. But obviously I've never heard a receiver not want the ball as many times as they get. But, you know, I've always wanted to get touches, more touches. But, you know, if my team's winning and wherever I go and everything like that happens, we're winning, I'm a happy man and I'm satisfied.
Excellent. And Shehi, you know, that was something I was going to bring up. Obviously, you know, as the ball's dispersed around, I mean, you know, if you look at your numbers, you don't have those, you know, Freddie Barnes, 155 catches, you know, 1,400-yard type numbers. But, I mean, you have the game to get noticed. I mean, is that ever something that you did think about, you know, wishing that, you know, you had a little bit of, you know, your stats were padded a little better?
Yeah, I would love that. I would love that. But, you know, if I get noticed just by the game I'm playing and what I've done so far, that's perfect for me. You know, I wish I had the ball, like 23 receptions in one game, stuff like that. I would love that. But realistically, that's fine, you know. And I have another receiver on my team, number 6, Chaston West. He's also going to the combine. And also there was number 5. He's a really, really good receiver also. So there's a lot of receivers that we had and a lot of options. So by no means, you know, I'm not sad, upset, nothing, you know, because I was really happy and just happy about, you know, playing with them. And just obviously, hey, there's not enough touches to go around, but that's a good problem to have.
And once again, we're speaking with Shehi Ajoa-Tutu from Fresno State. Next week, he'll be training in front of the NFL eyes at the scouting combine. Everyone that comes on the show, Shehi, I always ask them, you know, if you're in an NFL uniform on the field, who are you going to remind us of the most that plays today?
I would say like a Marcus Colston, I would say, you know, just a taller guy, a guy that just loves to play football. You know, he's just a guy that works hard day in and day out, so I hear, so I've been told. Just one of those bigger targets, so bigger receivers. I'm not as much as Brandon Marshall and Calvin Johnson, but, you know, I'd love to get that big. they're just good, real good guys, and I feel the receivers I look up to and look forward to playing with and, you know, playing against, because there's so much I can learn and also just so much I can develop.
Yeah, you know, and there's, I mean, I think, you know, the wide receivers position, I think it's obviously, I mean, they always say there's a 3-year grace period before these guys really, you know, flip the switch and get it going in the NFL. I mean, the route running, you know, there's so much, the hands, the combination of you getting, you know, in a rhythm with the quarterback. I mean, your time at Fresno State, I mean, what do you think you would excel at, and what do you think you're going to be able to bring? Is it, like, your best qualities? Is it your hands, your route running? I mean, what do you think, you know, Shehi Ajoa-Tutu, what stands out for him?
Standing out, I feel I'm student of the game. I know my assignment, know what I need to do. I feel I get on a great page and rhythm with the quarterback. Hands-wise, you know, I catch most about everything I can throw my way, and I pride myself in doing that. I just always pride myself in knowing my assignment, you know, and making sure that I do what I need to do and I need to be where I need to be every play. But I just feel that I'll bring that to the next level, and the coach doesn't have to worry about if I'm in my playbook, he knows or his route, or he knows what he needs to do, because I'll know. Trust me, I'll know.
And are you like a film game junkie?
You know, I'm a film guy, but, you know, I'm also a guy that likes to just relax and just, like, play, and just play. You know, a film slows everything down. Yes, it does. But also, you know, after a while, you watch 8 hours of film. It just kind of gets repetitive, and you know your guy. So, yeah, I want to know my guy and watch some film on him. But after a while, it just gets repetitive.
Excellent. And you mentioned you'd like to relax. I mean, you know, if you're back at school, I mean, what was a typical, just say if you guys were going to have fun, I mean, which teammate are you going to call to go hang out with, and what are you going to do when you're hanging out?
You know, I like to go out just like the rest of them, but really I would like to just hang out with, like, Chaston West. He's number 6, another receiver, and another receiver that's playing. Just play some video games, you know, just something that I could do just to relax and have fun with, and I know I'll never get in trouble playing video games, so that's just something that's just something that a lot of people need to take up, you know, starting to stay out of trouble and just having a great time, just kicking with your boys. That's something I like to do, actually.
Now, I don't know if you were playing the same at the same time, but I know A.J. Jefferson and Lonnie Miller. A.J. Sent a little tease about Lonnie saying that he dominated him when it came to video games. Now, did you get to mess with those guys on the video game level?
I play with them online also as well, because we all have PlayStations and we all play online, and I always see them online and they see me online. We play together and everything like that. So basically everything, you know, hey, we're all like a close-knit, like, family there. So there's no, just we like to have fun.
And who's the best gamer out of you guys?
I am by far. No, I'm just joking. just depends on the game. Lanya is really good at, like, the football games. AJ is good at different other games. You know, just depends on the game, basically. But we all try and play the game that we're good at. So I don't want to play Madden or anything like that, and I know I'll lose to Lanya. So.
And when you guys play, you know, NCAA, do you guys play Fresno State, or do you use yourselves?
No, that's the one thing like I really don't do, and nobody ever does. We always play like with Boise, or we play with Cal, or UCLA, you know, I just with a whole bunch of different other teams. You know, we really don't really play with ourselves. I don't know why, but that's just how it is. I don't know. We just don't.
Excellent. Once again, we're speaking with Shehi Ajoro-Tutu, and he's making his way towards the NFL, joining us today on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Shehi, I mean, your time at Fresno State, I mean, you know, playing a Bulldog Stadium, I mean, what's one special thing you could tell the fans that you kind of, you know, took to heart more than anything else?
Just how much they care, you know, how much they wanted us to win, and how they support us through thick and through thin. You know, I can remember the stadium packed. You know, I remember we played Kansas State, and it was Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving Day or day after Thanksgiving, and there was a crowd. You know, there's a lot of people there that are there. You know, having fun, rooting for us, and just they're just diehard fans. They're just fans that, you know, I just truly admire, and I'm just glad I played for and played in front of them. Bulldog Stadium, just a great place to be in, a great atmosphere to be in, around in.
Yeah, excellent. And like I said, I mean, you guys have such a big class making it to the combine. I mean, what's it like? I mean, to get that kind of talent. I mean, obviously that helps build the program. I mean, do you guys ever, you know, talk about the NFL talent that you guys are producing?
Before the season, you know, we knew we had players, but nobody knew that we would have this many players. Nobody knew that we'd all succeed and, you know, all stay healthy. You know, it was just a matter of just going out there and playing and just doing what we could do to possibly, you know, help the team win. You know, Coach Hill did a great job with us in the whole Fresno State program, just playing, you know, just playing and just keep playing and do what we have to do to succeed.
Excellent. And before we let you go today, Shehi, we always like to have a little fun. We call it three downs and out. You ready to go with that?
I'm ready. Let's go.
The first question is, when is the last time that you cried after a win or a loss?
That was a win. After, I think it was La Tech, it was the last field goal to win the game. It was a hard fought game. and it was just the last. It was the last field goal. It was like we drove. It was four. We had 2 4th and 10s. It was a crazy game at Bulldog Stadium. I'm just glad we came off the W. The last loss. Oh, actually, the Illinois game when we won. Well, 53-52. That was awesome. It was crazy. But the loss would probably be when I was a sophomore, and we played Texas A&M. We lost just by like double overtime or triple overtime. It was awful. It was, we just lost by 1 point.
Excellent. And if Shahi Ajora Tutu could take any female celebrity to dinner, who would you like to take?
Any celebrity.
Female. Yep.
Any celebrity. Man, that's hard. There's way too many. No, I would take my girlfriend. She's an unknown celebrity.
Now, this is just dinner. Is this just dinner, though?
Unknown celebrity. She's an unknown celebrity. I'd take her to dinner 10 out of 10.
All right. So I'm going to have to give you two more questions then. If Shahi Ajora Tutu was on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your wide receiver skills, what other talent could you showcase America?
I'm a fairly good juggler. I'm a fairly good juggler. I can do a good job. I don't know about 4, 5, 6 balls like that. I can do 3.
Excellent. And I want to shed some light because you know, when you were going through this process before you got to Fresno State and, you know, you were getting recruited, I mean, for the young kids out there that might be listening, I mean, what could you tell them is the best way to earn a scholarship?
The best way to earn a scholarship, work hard, do whatever you have to do to excel in the classroom, excel in the weight room, and excel in the field. You know, listen, pay attention, and learn. Just basically learn, like, work as hard as you possibly can and just try and excel, you know, in the weight room, I said, the weight room, classroom, and also the field, because we know, obviously, the weight room will help you get stronger, faster. The classroom is what you need to excel to get to college, because now, like, I'm hearing now more than ever, you know, you have to have that SAT or ACT score and also the GPA and the right classes to take to get to college football, because now they're trying to weed out all the people who don't take academics seriously. And then also just on the field, you know, you just have to make plays. And it's just coming down to making plays and having fun. Because high school football, college, and NFL, the thing that you have to do is have fun. You know, having fun is the name of the game.
And excellent. And Shahi, we appreciate you, and we appreciate Performance Gains taking some time out of your workout schedule to spend it here with the NFL Draft Bible. And like I said, we want to wish you the best. Enjoy your training at Performance Gains, and we'll see you next week in Indianapolis.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Take care. Have a good evening.
Yep, and that's Shahi Ajora Tutu, the Fresno State wide receiver. He was WAC second team, and he's going to make his way towards the NFL Combine next week. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and thanks once again for joining us on another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.